Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, and 670thescore.com, an Odyssey station.
Is your sense that it was the bone bruise that has been doing that as opposed to the meniscus contributing to that?
I'm not a doctor. I'm not really sure. Maybe it's a little bit of both, but I'm not sure. Like I said, just I got to figure out whatever I got to do, you know, to get my knee right.
To be clear, the bone bruise is in the knee as well, correct?
Yeah, the bone bruise is also there.
And would you consider you're going to visit a specialist? Do you know if you might need to have another procedure?
I'm not sure. Hopefully not. You know, I wouldn't want to have another one, but if that's what it takes, then I pretty much have no choice at this point.
Lonzo Ball back in April talking about why he didn't play and kind of where things stand. It's been an interesting road already in this offseason with the Bulls, and there's worry that things are worse off for Lonzo than maybe we thought back in February and March. His dad was on with the Catman on Unfiltered and says Lonzo will be ready to go and Zach LaVine won't be playing for the Bulls next year. So we're now in the place where LaVar is back into the news cycle. So I thought I would talk with my friend Sean Hyken, who covers the NBA for Bleacher Report. He does a great job doing that, and ask him some questions about the Bulls and the NBA. He joins me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Mr. Hyken, how are you, sir?
I'm good, buddy. It's good to talk to you, man.
Man, I'm glad that you are at least getting today an opportunity to be in the city where the weather is warm and you get to enjoy yourself a little bit. First off, what did you take away from the Bulls season that they had?
I think you have to look at it as, and I know it didn't end the way that anybody wanted it to with the first, you know, the quick first round exit against the Bucks and kind of the slide that they had towards the end of the season, you know, after January when they were the best team in the league or in the East at least. But considering where they've been over the last 5 years since they traded Jimmy Butler and decided to rebuild, and that it's only a couple years into this new regime, this new front office group with Arturas and Eversley, the thing that I think a lot of fans have trouble with just from a timeline standpoint is that in a lot of cases, unless it's a situation where like the Cavs are terrible and then LeBron decides to go back there, you have to, if you're coming from not being good, you have to get to be decent and respectable before you can be great. So I think that the Bulls at least achieved that part where now they're back to being relevant and having credibility, and how they get to that next level, that's going to be something that I mean, they're in kind of a tricky spot with, you know, their roster and their salary cap situation, but they're at least, I think, in a better place now than they were a year ago.
Do you think that Bulls fans should be worried about Lonzo Ball not returning before the season ended?
I think you have to be worried about it just in the sense of, you look at his entire career, and he has not really had that much luck when it comes to injuries. He's had knee surgeries before. I think the most healthy season that he had was the 1920 season, which was the season that was shut down due to COVID. I think he played in just about every game in that season. But other than that, you know, he has missed games a lot over his career. He's had a lot of different injuries, and this year was no different. As far as some of the stuff that's been coming out lately, I'm not sure how much real new development there is in that sense, as far as what's going on with the knee. From everything I've read and from that clip of him and KC that you just played before you brought me on, it sounds like the meniscus surgery that he had, that was the injury that actually kept him out for the 6 to 8 weeks, that went fine, and that's healed up fine. It's just this bone bruise that's kind of still lingering, and that's the kind of injury that the only real way to treat that is for him to rest on it and not do anything on it. And, you know, there's really not a science to how that kind of stuff heals or how quickly, you know, that's going to get better. So I think, yes, I mean, should Bulls fans be concerned that it isn't healing as quickly as they maybe thought it would? Yes, but I also don't think that there's been any new developments that are catastrophic with it. So we really won't know until training camp. If he's still out or still limited by training camp, then yeah, you should be very worried. But there's still a long time before then, and hopefully, since it's a bone bruise is something you can only treat by resting and not by having surgery, then I think the hope is that everything is going to be okay by the next few months once training camp starts.
When you're watching the Bulls, what do you think they're missing?
They need more two-way players. I know this is something that Cody has said a million times when he's been on with you, but when you look at so that kind of the differentiation point, like kind of the point of like when everything turned, was in the middle of January when Lonzo went out with his surgery and then also Alex Caruso had his injury. Up until then, they were top 10, but top 11, top 12 defense in the league. So at least top half of the league, which is pretty good considering like the personnel that they have. And then after those two guys went out, for the rest of the season, they were bottom five, and the teams that were behind them in defense were teams like Portland and Houston that were actively trying to lose games. So you can't have a situation, and I know that Lonzo and Caruso are both very important to their defense, but you can't have a situation where two guys go down and then your defense goes from top half of the league to literally the worst in the league out of teams that are actually trying to be good. So they need to get more players, whether that be in free agency or in trades, or hoping that Patrick Williams makes a leap into the type of defensive player that they think he can be. That they need to get more guys that can play on both sides of the ball. They have the offense, and when those two, when Lonzo and Caruso are healthy, their defense is pretty respectable. But your defense being good or bad can't be tied up in two guys.
What do you think about where Zach LaVine will play his basketball next year?
I think he is going to still be in Chicago. I understand why all of this stuff is out there. I mean, you have to remember that he's repped by Clutch, which is obviously one of the most powerful agencies in the NBA. And I totally get why a lot of Bulls fans saw his comments at exit interviews, and took them kind of the way that they took them. But I don't understand what Clutch would have been accomplishing by having Zach go out there and say, yeah, I want to play here no matter what. I'm even willing to take a hometown discount. They are trying to just make it clear. And that's where all these rumors, I can tell you from, I mean, I don't want to get too much into this because it's, you know, been out there for a week and I don't think there's much to it, but I can tell you from Portland's standpoint, as somebody who's close to that, I don't even think that Zach is somebody that they're looking at. He doesn't really fit like what they need, what they're looking for. But you're going to see between now and the start of free agency in July, all kinds of different teams floated out there as, oh, well, they could have interest in Zach LaVine or he could be looking there. This, I think a lot of that is just trying to make sure that the front office knows that if they don't offer him the full max, that there are other places he could look and he will have other options. But I believe that ultimately they're going to offer him the 5-year max and he's going to sign it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.